Now, verse 13, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. What he's saying here is go to work. And you remember that's what Paul said to the Thessalonians. If a man doesn't work, he's not to eat. You know, a great many were running out, some looking for the Lord to come. Now, it's wonderful to look for him to come, but you won't run out and start gazing into space. It's going to cause you to put your nose to the grindstone and work harder than you ever had before. Then here's another one that's good. Verse 14, and this is humorous, and I hope you see the humor of it. Bad, bad, saith the buyer, but when he's gone his way, then he boasted. A fellow goes in, you know, to buy something, buy an automobile. And he says, oh, I don't want this car. Look here, tires are not what they ought to be. Look like they're worn. And the motor doesn't sound too good. And there's a rattle back here. Oh, I'll give you so much for it. The man says, all right, I'll sell it. The fellow says, well, I don't think it's worth it, but I'll buy it. Now he gets in the car and he drives home. Calls his wife out and the neighbors. He said, look what a bargain I got. You see, man, that's human nature, isn't it? Now we have here verse 15. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Our sense of values today are all wrong. Men today are measured by material things, not by the fact whether they have knowledge or not. Verse 16, take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. There are certain people that you better have them put up a little collateral, my friend. If you don't, you will sure be taken in. Verse 17, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but after it his mouth shall be filled with gravel. You may think you're getting by with it, my friend, but you're not, because God's going to see to that. Now, verse 19, he that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. The man that flatters you to your face and then goes off and gossips about you, you better keep your eye on him. Even when he's a deacon in the church, you better watch him. I was a pastor for a long time. Verse 20, whoso revileth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. My friend, if you have a father and mother you can boast of, then boast of them. But if you can't say something good about them, and a lot of folk can't, then don't say anything. That's what this proverb was. You know, that's where Ham made his mistake. His father Noah got drunk. Poor Ham, he exposed it, you see. Should have kept his mouth shut. There's certain things that you just don't run around and tell everything about. Then we want to go down to verse 24. Man's goings are of Jehovah. How can a man then understand his own way? Only the Spirit of God, you see, we can be led, because we've never passed this way before. God told Moses that. I need to lead you. And God says that to you and me before. And then, verse 25, it's a snare to a man rashly to say it's hallowed, and after vows to make inquiry. The thing that he's saying here, and we're going to come back to it, don't make a vow until you're sure of what you're going to do. Don't go down in a meeting and dedicate your life until you thought it over, my friend. God doesn't want that kind of a sentimental decision, and there's too much of that today. Then we are told the spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the depths of the soul. I don't have time to go into this other than this, that the light is by the oil that's put in the lamp. Man's just a lamp. And until we're filled by the Holy Spirit, we don't become a light. Only the Word of God can give us light. We're just a lamp. And you remember those 10 virgins, 5 of them were foolish. They had lamps, but they didn't have the oil to make the light. That was the big problem that they had. And then let me just mention one other, and that is next to the last. Verse 29, the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray hair. The thing is, at your age, a young man is the one to be the athlete. The old man, he better not try to act young. Don't make a fool of himself. He better act his age. And he ought to reveal a little wisdom, because that's what gray hair should indicate.